This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Fewer people are flying over this holiday weekend than last year at this time. And after a dismal winter and spring for the air travel industry, a recovery for the nation's major air carriers may be a long way off. But the airlines report traffic is beginning to pick up. New preliminary figures for June show an increase. NPR's David Shaper reports.
U.S. airlines have been suffering through the worst economic crisis in their history. As the industry was trying to recover from a slumping economy and the September 11th terror attacks, air travel and airline revenue slumped even more over the last few months because of level orange terror alerts, the war with Iraq, and the SARS epidemic. The major carriers, United, American, Delta, Northwest, U.S. Air, and Continental, have all tried to reduce costs by cutting back flight schedules and laying off thousands of employees. Bankruptcies have helped U.S. Air and United secure billions of dollars in wage reductions and other cost savings from their labor unions, and American has used the threat of bankruptcy to cut labor costs, too. But in the last few weeks, passenger traffic has been on the rise, and rising with it are the stock prices of some airlines.
It is past the bottom point and is improving.
Sam Peltzman is an economist at the University of Chicago's Graduate School of Business.
Now, to say that it's improving from the level that it reached is not to say very much, but it is clearly improving.
There are signs of that slight improvement at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport this holiday weekend. The terminals are busy, but they're far from crowded, and passengers seem keenly aware of the financial difficulties facing the nation's biggest airlines.
It's a pretty sad state of affairs. I get on many planes that it's like a third full. It's frightening, I think.
Lisa Kane is a frequent business traveler on her way to her home in Irvine, California.
There's too many people that are employed by the airlines, and that would just be horrible if one of the big carriers, a United or American, you know, went down.
Even relatively infrequent flyers express worries, like Teresa Fosnot of Oak Park, Illinois, who is en route to California for a vacation.
Well, I think it seems a little shaky right now, so I hope they make a go of it, but it seems to all be a little precarious right now.
Industry analysts say the concerns about major airlines are well-founded. While the airlines are seeing a slight increase in leisure travel, analyst Bill Warlick of Fitch Ratings says business travel remains very weak.
This is really the key to the airline industry's recovery over the next couple of years, is the timing of the return of the business traveler and the degree to which the major carriers can actually pass through higher fares.
But weak pricing power and the scarcity of passengers aren't the only problems the airlines face right now. Again, Bill Warlick.
The concern with the industry right now is that the overall level of leverage and debt on the balance sheet is so high that it really sort of complicates the task of recovering now.
So with debt payments coming due in 2004 and 2005, Warlick and others say the major airlines will need to continue to reduce labor costs and will even need to look at eliminating or scaling back some hubs. In addition, they need a strong recovery in travel demand, which hinges on the overall economy, and higher prices on average for each and every seat. Warlick and other economists say that will be difficult with continued pricing pressure from the few airlines that have been profitable in recent years, low-fare point-to-point carriers like Southwest, AirTran, and JetBlue. So while a modest recovery right now might buy some time, it could be a long time before the major air carriers are profitable again. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.